Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Get out of bed, put your feet on the floor, and get out and fire up a grill or a smoker. We've lost most of our snow where we are, and it's starting to feel a little bit more like grilling season when you guys that put your man card away for the winter, it's time to get it out, brush it off with your grill, and get her going. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks for joining us. And it is the weekend, so you got us knuckleheads here to get in your ear and get your smoke rolling for the early morning or the late afternoon. We're going to talk all about jerky and sausage today, and it's just a good time of the year to do something a little different, because maybe you spent your fall traipsing through the woods and you got a few deer in the freezer and you want to pull some out, and your wife's getting sick of steaks or burger or whatever, and you just want to do something different. We're going to help you find a good use for that. Or maybe you just know a guy like Sobey Meats who can turn you on to some nice cuts of meat that you want to turn into sausage. So, Jop, to get this party started properly for jerky and sausage, I thought it was only appropriate to have Mr. Sobey show up with us.
Absolutely. Joining us live in the studio is the master butcher, part of our board of directors. It's Tim Sobey. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
It's so easy to invite him, too, because he comes packing meat. Some of us pack. He packs meat.
Right. Heat, meat. It's close, but it's really different, right? It's That's really right. different. Yeah, I'd see 9 or 10 different cured meats here, sausages and various, and we'll cover most of those.
I think we're gonna be hard to understand for part of this show, because we're gonna have, you know, like get stuck talking with some jerky or something like that. But I saw him earlier this week. I had I was requested by my work carrier of Great Lakes to perform a barbecue for him because it's inventory time of year.
Yep.
So everybody's doing inventory, so they said, hey, would you barbecue for us? And I go, of course, because really it means I don't have to count.
Cop out, right.
So I went and saw Tim. So I went and saw Tim and got some brisket and butts and got all hooked up. And I made him some really cool little meatballs, which we can talk about later. It was just something I saw online that looked kind of cool. It worked out nice. But I did some cornbread with jalapeno, my special little mix of sweeteners in it and stuff, and some cream-style corn, and it was just fantastic. And of course, I had to do bitchin' beans because it wouldn't be a barbecue without them. And I went down to your favorite little bakery and got those nice rolls.
Right.
And I'm telling, made some homemade sauce. And these people, they put on the feed bag. I made twice as much as I should have, and there was none to take home.
Sure. So that means you did it right, right?
Or that they just really wanted free food.
Yeah. You know, this week I've been doing a little media work on behalf of my company as well, is that the West Michigan Home and Garden Show is in town. And it's always like a big kid candy store when you go there, for guys that like to do stuff outside or inside their homes, and our friends from Garrett's Appliance are there. And I noticed that they have the latest and greatest Traeger pellet smoker there, and I am jealous. You open this thing up.
Oh, that cast iron one?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. And it's got a big hopper on the side, a full digital control on that thing. The top weighs about 15 pounds. You lift it up, it's like, wow. This is not the Traeger I knew, where the top was a pound and a half. And it's three grates in there, and I'm like, I am itching to take a whack at that thing. But, you know, I'll see if I can get them give me a little show discount at the end. Maybe I'll go up and, like, kick it or something, put a little dent in it so I can get a scratch or dent sale. But, no, seriously, but our friends at Garrett's. Got a great selection down there. And you know what, guys? It's something you could do when you come down to West Michigan if you want to get down here, is hit the Home and Garden Show. It runs through Sunday. It's Saturday morning now, so you got a couple days to do it. You know what? If you're in town, you got to hit Sobey Meats too, right? Because if you get a new grill, what are you going to do with it but put great cuts of meat on
it,
right?
And make sure you pick up some of this hickory jerky, because is that a new one for you?
Yep.
I don't remember seeing that.
Yeah, the other one I was going to bring, I know you really like, is the Hillbilly.
I love it.
And that's actually in the smoker as we speak right now. So,
you know, I was down in Texas last week for work, and that's why we had a best of show. And if you listen to it, thanks for doing that, because we know it's a repeat, but every once in a while, Barbecue Bob and I have to take a little sabbatical and do some real work, make some money rather than this joking around that we do here. And I was down there in Texas, and I had an opportunity to hit three different barbecue joints. And as far away as they were from each other, they were that much different. And I was within 50 miles of myself everywhere I went. But it's just real interesting. I had a brisket that was all seasoned up with a variety of seasonings, and it was okay. But the one I really liked was the salt and pepper one. That just let the flavor of that brisket come through. The guys that did the all-season ones had 6 hours on it, so they had fast-cooked it. And the guy that was salt and pepper had 14 hours on it, and he had slow-cooked it. And all that taught me was is there's no right or wrong way to do brisket. These are guys that sell it for a living, right? But there's vastly different ways of preparing that. And the guys that cooked it fast didn't trim it nearly as much as the guys that cooked it slow, because they thought the rendering of the higher heat drew most of the fat off of there, and therefore they didn't feel like they had to trim them as much. I preferred the slow cook one with the salt and pepper. There was just too much going on with the one, and I like that beefy flavor to come through. But Tim, let's talk about briskets real quick, in that because it was classic Texas when I was down there. And when briskets come in, are they all the same? Can you order them different, or are you taking care of them once they come in before they hit your meat counter?
Well, when they come in raw, they're in that whole state, and there's no two cows exactly alike. So they're going to be different, thinner flats, thicker flats, whatever that is. And but there's a brand that we found, Iowa Briskets, are killer. And they are extremely phenomenal, because they're a thicker flat on there, which is better. And just get them trimmed down a little bit, and trim however much you want. They're good to go. Nice marbling.
That's considered a piece of the chuck.
Part of that, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So these briskets, guys, if you haven't cooked one before, there's a little bit of what's the word I'm looking for? A little bit of anatomy that you need to understand, because it's really two muscles connected by this big, huge chunk of fat that runs a vein between them. And what you're trimming is not the meat, but the fat, right, Tim?
Correct. Yep. And there's the point and the flat. And the point, which you get burnt ends, those are coming off the point portion of the brisket.
What's your point?
The point is brisket.
Well, we're going to get back into a little jerky and sausage in the next couple segments. We have an interview that Jop did with some guy. What's his name? Sagebrush Zeb?
It's interesting. It's called Spike's Hole in the Wall Barbecue, and the only reason it's called Hole in the Wall, somebody drove through the front of their business right after they opened.
And you got to go there because your brother Rick lives down there, and it's one of his favorite places.
Right, Texas Hill Country.
So how do you like Hill Country?
You know what? It's a beautiful part
Isn't
of the
it?
World. There are deer everywhere.
Did you notice the profile on their sauce?
Yeah, I did. I had it, and it was good. It was a little bit smoky. These guys, that I spent the most time with that were doing the interview, go out back and get their mesquite wood right off the property.
Uh-huh.
Right, they're born and raised homeboys in the town where they're at, Kingsland, Texas.
Well, that's all they've got's mesquite.
Right. Yeah. So, but you know, I'm generally not. That's a big bold flavor. And if you oversmoke with that, that's all you taste.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the guys that did the fast cook with the multi-seasonings when I was there. Again, wasn't my favorite on the brisket, but I'm going to talk a little bit about, after we get to this interview, about their chicken and their turkey, because it was unbelievable.
I'll bet you are.
All right. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be right back with you for a little bit of Spike's Barbecue.